Hello, welcome to a new interview from Cuéntame USA with Moncho Camano. Today we're speaking with Tina, her last name, it must be, I don't know, Maletti? I don't know.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about her solo project called Night in Athens. NIA, I don't know if it's the best way of shorter
yeah.
name.
There's Night. I don't mind. either way, it's absolutely
either
fine.
Way is fine. So we got her, Tina, and she's that's her solo project. She plays keyboard. She does so many things that I gotta find out what she does exactly because she does a lot of stuff and quite nice, quite well. So
thank you. I mean,
yeah. So we're going to say hello to her. I don't know. I think she's in Greece right now, but she's going to tell. How you doing, Tina?
I'm very well. Thank you for inviting me today for this interview. It's been a pleasure. I'm well. Yeah, I'm in Athens, Greece. At the moment. It's here at the moment. Yeah.
How is the weather over there? I had that question because here it's really bad. So are you, is it cold or rain?
Yes. At the moment, we just entered winter temperatures. So it's like 3 Celsius, like, I don't know, like 35, 40 Fahrenheit, something like that at the moment. It's pretty cold. But it's I like it. I like it. I've been living so long in the UK that... This kind of weather.
Yeah, the UK. So tell me, Tina, you I don't know, you were born in Greece, but you also lived in the UK for quite many years, no?
Yes, I did, many years. I studied there, so I went to study and I stayed there for quite a while. I thought I was going to go back like in Greece for after a year, but I've stayed there 16 years.
Oh.
So, yeah.
That's a long time.
That's a long time, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So when you moved to the UK, how old were you at that time? Were you still a teenager?
No, I was already an adult. It's over 20. No, I went for studies. I went to do my master's there and I was already an adult.
Hmm. So tell me about the music, because if you left to the UK when you were in your 20s, your musical influences were, I guess, when you grew up in Greece, you were listening to a lot of music, different music. You had also, I guess, I have read somewhere that your family was also musical. I don't know if they were amateurs or professional musicians.
You've done very good research. Yeah. Well, my dad used to play guitar and this other instrument that we have here, folk instrument, strings called bouzouki.
Okay.
So he was playing strings, guitar and bouzouki. And my brother is a music producer as well. I was involved into music in a very early age through conservatory. So I went to study piano initially, synthesizer. My cousin had synthesizers, Yamaha back then, and I think I got involved into that. I was 5 years old. I was very young, so. I went to conservatory to do classical music and instruments.
What happened? You didn't like the strict rules of playing, like very restrained?
Yeah, I think it's still like that. I think I talk to a lot of people from here, and most of them who are into punk or goth music at the moment, they're all sharing the same opinion about how things are taught in Greece. They have quite a lot of like, you can't teach music in that academic style. I think it has to do with more creativity and improvisation. And that was not happening, especially back then, like in the 90s, it was not like the case was like that. So Yeah, I think I just got bored very easily.
you learned the basic concepts of harmony and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, of course. I was studying for quite a few years, maybe 9 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, quite a lot. But I kind of felt, I don't know, I didn't feel like I should continue musical studies in that sense. And also I love piano, but I thought it was very limited to how I was seeing music, I think, after that. So, And I think when you become a teenager, you go through that stage where you want to play something more contemporary Western music instead of like Vivaldi or Mozart. Right.
Chopin or anything. So you were you born in the capital in Athens or?
Yes, born in Athens. Yeah.
So, I guess Athens there is a big. It's quite a big city. Many clubs. I know that a lot of.
Yes, they are.
Life. Very. Very.
Have you visited? Have you been to Athens?
To tell you the truth, not. But my friends did, and I'm still having a chance to go. But. You know, it's very, very cultural place to visit, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there is a big music scene at the moment in Athens. Like, I came back a couple of years ago from London, and I was not expecting to find this scene being flourishing that much. And like, also the places and the bars who are involved with the music and the genre I am creating are popping up like very fast now. There is a big, it's a night city. Like, you go out at night in Athens, you don't really go in the day out.
During the day, there's not much fun.
No, it's terrible. You don't even like the scenery, I think, and like the what you see in the day. So it's better you go out at night.
Probably don't like too many tourists either, you know, hanging out lost in the city.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me, when you were younger, what were you listening to when you were, I guess because of your family had a good record collection or the cassettes or CDs that you were listening to?
Yes, my dad used to collect vinyls. I've got thousands of vinyls from him. Some of them are crap, total crap, but also very good vinyls. Like the other day, I was just seeing one at his collection. He had some original vinyls from Blondie's and Kiss and. Yeah. He had a lot of vinyl. So yeah, lots of influences from early blues, jazz, lots of rock and roll. Also, my dad used to be that age where he would listen like the Beatles, and that was the era. So I had this listenings from very young age.
Anything in the punk genre, like post-punk, late 70s, early 80s stuff?
He had a lot of records. It had Stooges, I think, back then, a lot of Stooges, like Iggy Pop. Of course, David Bowie. I was more into New Wave, a lot of vinyls like that. I wouldn't say maybe that proto-punk Stooges, but not necessarily... punk, like, I don't know, they didn't have like, you know, Black Flag or
Kennedy's, nothing like that.
Dead Kennedy's, no, it was not. That was something I got into much later in my life.
It's like more like The Fall, something like The Fall, Joy Division, Lane, and you know, Television.
Joy Division was there, but not
that much
itself, yeah.
Yeah, so probably he had a record collection like I did, you know, like 60s music, like maybe progressive music or I don't know.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Frank Zappa.
Frank Zappa, yeah, he's a good guy. I like
Johnny Cash, a lot. Cash.
Okay.
Uncle Bob. So he was a lot.
He got good taste. Where are you? Well, yeah, good taste. Come on, Frank Zappa. Get it. So, what about in your school? Your kids, your friends, were they listening to the same music you were listening to?
No, not a lot. A couple of friends, yes, we were had similar listenings and similar influences. Like when I was entering my teenage era, I think it was a lot into Bauhaus and Sisters of Mercy and all this emerging, goth, Susie and all that stuff. So there were a couple of my peers listening that type of music, but not a lot, because in Greece there's a lot of folk influence. So the average Greek person will listen to the folk influence instead of searching for more contemporary Western sounds. So the culture here is a lot influenced by Eastern sounds and Arabic scales, and most of the people are listening to this music.
Nothing to do with Turkey, though.
Right? similar to music, but I think maybe
a little to the side. No. So you got more into like bands like goth music, like you said, the Susie and the Banshees.
Yes.
And, Bauhaus, Peter Murphy. Music I enjoy too, the Cramps, things like that.
Of course.
Yeah. So what was the first time you started playing, like with a group, or how did you start playing music or composing songs or writing? When did you start?
So I was composing songs from when I was studying classical music already.
Okay.
So I was going and composing songs and playing it at the conservatory. So I was doing that from very young age, even alone at home. It was not really something that was coming out on the net, because there was no net back then. But it was in conservatory. They used a couple of my composings for performing them in shows. They were doing shows. So I was composing in that sense from back then. But then the real composing introducing as well other instruments like drums and bass lines and all these things, after 2014-15, I started creating my own songs. I think it went at the same time with the revival of post-punk after 2010 that I start like listening again all this new bands emerging, like Libano Hanover and She Passed Away. And I was thinking, okay, I did create music, but I never solid created a song from start to the beginning, from to the end. And that put me into a spectrum of thinking, I should just create a song instead of sounds, instead of like experimenting with the sounds. Maybe you should just try to create something from the start until the end. And I made my first songs 2015, but it was not even something serious in sense of, I was not even visualizing this coming out, because I was not having the confidence also to possibly put it out there as well.
So what does music mean to you as a person, like a human being? How is your relation with music? Is something like a tool to communicate, more like a tool, or something that you?
I believe that there is a lot of things that are having difficulty to express about the way I feel or think. And the music, it's translating the way of thinking and feeling. And I have noticed, and I know that now, because I'm at a certain age, that I know that I have issues with expressing this. And when it comes to music, I can express what I feel or what I write of what I'm thinking easier than saying to someone that.
I understand. So tell me about, because I read that you before you started this project called Night in Athens, You play in another band in the UK. Was this your first band? Haxen, right?
Last band I played, yes.
Yeah, you play keyboards in that band. Was that your first band? Or the...
No, that was the third.
Oh, the third.
Okay. Yeah. So that was the last band before COVID.
Right.
Hits the ground. Yes, I was a keyboardist and I was playing the organ. I had a Vox Continental.
Okay.
I was playing keyboard for them.
What about the previous bands? Were you playing keyboards also on those?
Yes, I was playing keyboard. No, the first band I played was drums.
Oh, you played drums.
Yes, I played the drums. That was an all girls band. We were doing covers of the Beatles.
Oh, wow.
I was asked to play the drums because I was starting experimenting with drums at that stage. And this girl approached me and she's like, you know, we're looking for a drummer, but we have created an all girls band cover for Beatles songs, but in the femme side. And would you like to play the drums? I was like, I suck. I'm terrible. I'm just learning like how to be on the tempo. She's like, that's fine. And it was all terrible. I was really bad.
It was bad covers of the Beatles.
Very bad covers, bad drumming, bad everything.
But you look good on stage, let's say.
Well, but, yeah, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, it was that first. But yes, then into keyboard. The second part was keyboard. And yeah, organ mostly, because it was a lot of into this last bands were punk rock and roll, right, type of band. So and a little bit horror. So the organ sound had influences from the Doors, for example. So there was a lot of organ there.
Right.
With distorted and quite detuned and pretty dissonant sounds.
Right. No, I don't know about the other bands. I think I heard a couple of clips from Axon, I guess, playing live, a couple of clips that I saw you playing the keyboards. It sounded more like, I don't know, like post-punk or God, I don't know. It's a mix.
Yeah, it's a... I think the last that band, it was more called, people were characterizing it as... a birthday party. There was some
birthday party.
Yeah, some resemblance. Like people just like, maybe it sounds like birthday party. But yeah, I think it was something like that. The sound.
Yeah, but on those bands, you never the lyrics, they didn't come from you. You have nothing to do with the writing, right?
Just the writing on the keyboards.
Okay,
that was improvisation and obviously my creation. But the rest of it, no, it was all. Oh, and also the previous band was a band called Lude. Also in that band, we all created the songs together. I didn't have a saying on the lyrics or anything. The performer, the singer, was actually creating the lyrics in both bands. So yes, it was not my input on that sense. No, I was happily, perfectly sitting back on the keyboard and not being visible. I think it was fine with me.
You were fine in the back, so everybody will pay attention to this.
Fine in the back. No one is noticing me. You know, it's fine.
Yeah. So tell me, what happened during the pandemic? That band just decided to shut down, or the band does not exist anymore, right?
It doesn't exist. I think, no, it doesn't. It just went off. Members of the band left. Mm-hmm. A couple of people were from somewhere other places. So it just fell off completely. And yeah, it doesn't exist. I don't even know now. I think there are a couple of videos on YouTube. We were meant to be doing some things 2020, but it was just not. It just didn't happen.
Didn't work out. Are you still in touch with them, or some of them, or none of them?
No, I am. Yeah, I am with some of them. Yes, we have we keep in touch. Yeah, some of them are in other bands.
Oh, okay. So why did you decide to move back to Greece? during the pandemic? You were in like in England was too much. No time. No, I mean, were you home all the time? You couldn't go out. A lot of pressure, anxiety. Yeah. What caused you to go back to Greece?
Yeah, it was, I think, it was a time when during COVID, I think a lot of people have said the same. It's so lame. It's just such a lame phrase now, but it was not a nice time. I didn't have a good time, I think. Also, yeah, anxiety, of course, which flared up and created this. I felt that it was time to have a break from London and the UK, although all my friends are there. In a weird way, I came back and I have almost no friends.
I was going to ask you, because after so many years living in the UK, when you go back, you got family, I guess, but still, it's not.
Yeah, it's not. And I found myself a little bit kind of feeling a bit dissociative with this environment as well, because I was not really connected to Greece in general. At the time felt it was good to come. I was very lucky to have a job in the UK still. So I was very lucky to be kept on my job. So I can be here for a while, I think.
Were you a mental health counselor? Is this right? Or I just made it up?
I studied psychology. So I used to work I just worked for education, higher education. Yeah. And now I'm advisor. And okay. I started through as mental health support advisor during COVID in higher education. And now I'm just advising without the pressure of COVID anymore.
Right.
You know a lot of details. How come?
I know more. I know a lot. I'm not going to mention it, Tina. I thought about you. No, just kidding. I have no. I was going to ask you about your compositions. So your writing comes before music, or you do the music first? How do you do your compositions? Or all depends?
Okay, I think mostly it has to do with me having the song in my brain, a melody, mm-hmm. Yeah, or some type of construction, and thinking of I have this riff that it could be a really good EBM song. So usually it comes like that, and then I go straight away to write it on the DAW. So I would go and be like, okay, I need to write this on the DAW, some type of form, so I don't forget how it will sound. And then I start building it, and I start building it with instruments and start building it completely. Mm. And then I work on it and it ends up like a song. But the initial idea is mostly something like I have like this riff, and then I go and I actualize it.
Mm-hmm. You always lived in a city, right? You lived, yes. You never lived in the countryside. So I guess the noise of the city influences more in Europe.
I live in the countryside.
I
lived in the countryside. I have lived in the countryside for a while. Also in the UK, when I went to study, I lived in the countryside, also in Greece for a while. I did. I don't think I liked it, though.
So we could say that your compositions are drawn more from your life experiences, what goes on around you.
I think it has to do also with a little bit of I don't know.
You're more like an expectator.
I have this feeling sometimes they're also fictional. They're characters I can imagine of them living a story. So there are also, apart from life experiences and some political self-reflective thoughts that are coming out, also some fictional characters who are sometimes thinking I could be them, or how they are living that moment. And when I create a story, is around that moment of that person, I'm thinking how they think.
So, but I guess your songs express some kind of oppositions, like a grievance regarding our society, more like?
Yes, it's mostly like a massive grievance, and it has to do with that of death in society, and in feelings, and also death of emotions, and death on willingness to express. It challenges, I think, a lot of things in related to that.
Yeah, I noticed. I was going to ask you: Are you afraid of death? Do you feel anxious about death from time to time?
No time, dude. All the time.
Really?
All the time. I'm scared of death.
I had a feeling. I don't know why. For me, it's like it's just the process of dying, not the end result. The end result doesn't bother me. More like when I'm dying, just that moment. After that, I don't really give a shit.
I don't think I care about after. I think also I do worry a lot, and I have anxiety, existential anxiety, of course, has.
Yeah.
That's definitely what I've got, is existential anxiety in terms of like approaching death.
Right.
And that's why I think sometimes through what I'm writing, I'm trying to tame that inside my brain so I can rationalize it. But I don't think you can rationalize it, even if you try a lot to rationalize it.
Are you into religion, spiritualism, or things like that, or nothing at all?
I'm completely agnosticist. I don't know.
Doesn't help you. It helps me, you know? I'm thinking just like I'll be going to the place where I was before I was born, to the same spot. So it doesn't. But I've noticed you have a very combative look, you know? It's like punk, dark, more like a survival look.
Yeah.
Music.
Yeah, maybe. Yes. I don't know if you characterize that. That you will say this. I don't know how to say it.
No, I don't know. It's just the way when I listen to your music, I enjoy it. It's not happy music. It's not something that is going to make me happy when I listen to your songs. It puts me in like an emotional state when I listen, let's say a bit agitated, to tell you the truth. But at the same time, it's like quite appealing to me, you know, when I listen. But it's very, it's gratifying, but also I feel agitated at the same time. You know, I don't know how to explain it.
Good. I like that. I like that. I think it's not intentionally like this. I think it's the way I feel. And if someone relates to the same thing, it's good, I guess.
Yeah, I enjoy your music, the way you compose your songs.
Thank you.
Yeah. So far, I don't remember. I think I listened to your to the Metropolis, your first the LP.
Yeah,
that was the first I listened to Metropolis. The song is the one that caught my attention, yeah. And I'm like, let me keep listening to all those nine songs. I think there were like nine songs. Metropolis came out in 2021.
Yeah,
that was, and then you put out the EP, Crime Scene.
Yes.
With five songs, and I listened to that too. Yeah, Cairo, I think it's one of my favorites, and Papillon. Love that one too. So I listened to those, and you know, I seen some of her videos, the ones she put out also on YouTube, some of stuff.
Okay.
And, I noticed when you're playing your keys, the keyboards, I see you holding the microphone in your hand. There is no mic stand. You always hold your What is there a reason for that? You singing with the mic in your hand while you play keyboards?
Yes, I usually hold the microphone. I don't like it being steady. Okay. I like moving around on the stage, so I will have to carry it with me. And I play with one hand when I play the keyboard. And I do other stuff with the other hand, obviously, with one hand or everything. So, yes, I like holding the microphone. I don't like having microphone steady for my own performance. I don't like it being there and then play. It's something also maybe reminds me when I was studying the piano that you had to be like play with two hands and
you feel free when you do it like that way. You can move around.
Yeah, free and more expressive into moving around the stage or I feel better.
Better. What kind of people go to your shows? The more like young, your age or younger?
Yes, it's a mixture, I think. There is quite, I don't know how to explain, depends. I have a mixture of, I would say it's a range of between 25 and 50, I would say, years old, most of the audience from what I've seen. And I have different audience because I have the audience in the UK as well. I have audience also in Germany. Right. It differs.
Mm. Are you a talkative person between songs? Do you talk to the people or just play and that's it?
I usually talk sometimes, depends if I usually have anxiety on stage. Mm. So I would normally say some basic things. Yeah. Thank someone who's invited me somewhere if I don't forget it. And I will maybe explain something about songs that I think are important to maybe, I don't like explaining songs, but I would just maybe mention the titles and a little backstory maybe. Okay. For the importance of its song. There's one song I usually explain, called I Saw a Man, which is against women's violence, and it's very important for me to mention every time. I've noticed the other day, I don't know why this is so important to me to mention it every time. I mean, but yeah, it's one of the songs I do talk about.
Okay, something that is very important for you. It seems to me like you're the kind of person who has a tendency to see the worst aspect of things first. Before, you're a little more half empty glass than half full glass.
This is, I think, maybe, yeah. I don't know.
You're more like me. I see it that way also. I also look for the negative, and then I look for the positive if I see something, but always find the negative first.
Yeah, this is maybe it is something comes back to my some type of childhood trauma, I guess. But you it's the first thing that comes to you. Anything around you when you wake up in the morning is negative thoughts. I guess that's not good, but it's something.
Not good. No, it's not. I understand you very well because I have the same problem sometimes, you know. When I think when I go to bed, I think what's going to happen the next day, and I'm looking for bad things that are going to happen for some reason, not for the good things.
It's unhealthy, and it's hard to get rid of if you have been kind of programmed all your life to think like that, and then you find out that this is not the way it should be. But it's hard to get rid of, I guess.
Yeah, it's very hard. I understand. So how is the musical community in Athens? Are you, do you have connections with other artists in the city, or artists that, you know, painters or, because I think you also draw, right? You do drawings and stuff.
Yeah. When I have time, I don't know if it's not time. I do have some connections since I came, like-minded people and in the art scenery here. Of course, yes, painters and a couple of people I knew from London also moved here. Yes, but I'm not really very social, so I don't really. The scene here was a scene before I arrived, so I don't really interact with a lot of musicians. Let's say, or doing. I'm usually by myself or in my house, so I don't really go a lot out. I don't socialize, and I will go to certain gigs and shows that I usually go and I leave.
I think we should hang out together.
Well, we will not talk, possibly. We're just sitting in one corner and have this dream.
Yeah, on the corner. So no, it's like we'll sit in the class in the back, so nobody will pay attention to us.
Yeah, good. Great. That's perfect. The perfect environment.
So, do you live in an apartment?
Yes, I live in an apartment, yeah, in a flat.
So, since then, have you went to the UK, or since you moved to Greece, you haven't have you go back to the UK?
Yes, I go very often because my work is there as well. So, I went now for December Christmas, and I'm going back now in February for a gig.
February the 3rd, is that correct?
The 3rd is in Athens with Bascal, though he's touring in Europe. So he's passing from Athens, and I have this show with him here. Then I am 16th of February in Berlin. And then the next day I'm flying to London for a gig, so I'm going back in London on the 17th for the gig in London.
I read that you're gonna be putting out a new LP, a new record out. Is it finished, or are you still doing the last?
It's in the mastering process, so it's finishing, and I hope it will be out before the 3rd of February, maybe the 2nd. I will just release it also for some audience if they want to hear the songs when they come on the 3rd. But I don't know if this will be actualized because it's still in the process of the mastering, which can take from 1 week to months.
Do you have a title for this album, or you don't want to say it?
No. I already announced it. It's called Wasted Reflections. Yeah.
Okay. I read it. Is there any new? How different is from the other two albums you have put out? Is it different, more different style of music, or more into the continuously doing what you like and it's not moving? Is it similar?
So I don't know if I can give this
you don't have to say
label. I don't know, but I believe there were a lot of lyrics that were not never came out. It was a long time ago I wrote.
Okay.
I don't know. You will tell me. There were definitely stories and lyrics that they were written. Sorry, it's just my cat. Sorry. Bye. Lyrics that are written many, many years ago that they were never released because I was feeling that they were not as, I don't know, maybe I was not ready to release things like that, but they were more internal.
It's more like personal.
Yes. And I was very negative for a long time to release things that have to do with self-reflection because I don't want to think about myself generally. So, but then I thought that maybe the good time they come out now because I think I kind of came in terms with the fact that, okay, maybe some other people can relate to this.
Okay.
So it's fine. And that's what it is. It's not a lot. There are 8 songs. You will hear, and I don't know, you will possibly make your mind on it.
Okay, so I will have to listen closely to the lyrics more than the music.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, yeah. Maybe nothing. Maybe none of the two.
I have to apologize. I had a problem with the communications, my computer. I gotta get rid of it. This is garbage. I don't know what happened. So we're back. And I really thank Tina for staying in the conversation. And we were closing out. So we're going to find out a little more about her social media and where we can reach. And, you know, we could listen to her recordings in Spotify, Amazon Music, Tidal, everywhere. But if you want to get some of your records, the two records, is it Bandcamp where we can buy them?
Yes, it's Bandcamp, and you can purchase digital albums. And I will release with a new album, of course, cassettes, and I believe also vinyls at some point. So you will be able also to purchase those through Bandcamp. At the moment they're just digital, the two previous albums.
Right. So I suggest people to listen to her music, especially the lyrics. They pay attention, see what she is in her mind, because she has a lot of things to say, you know. And
I'm not sure I have things to say.
She has a lot of things to say because a lot of people will relate to her lyrics. I know that. So, I agree with a lot of stuff she writes, you know. She's more like, we'll leave it for next time. But I agree more with her politics. I think so. I think we agree with a lot of things. So it will be very informative to listen to her lyrics for some people. And especially, I really enjoy it. So I hope, I'm waiting for the next album, and I'll pay attention to what the lyrics and see if I like it. So far, I'm happy with what she made so far. One more question for you. Are you, your intentions, is it to keep being a solo artist for now, or you're thinking of, are you trying to do more, collaborations with other artists right now, or just you at this point?
It's just me as a solo project that started like that as well. I thought I would do everything by myself, even the videos and everything. And it will be completely mine, 100%. Okay. But this new album, I've collaborated for the visuals with other artists as well. Mm. So I thought to actually maybe use some other artists related to this project, related to the visuals mostly. Okay. Collaborations, I've got nothing at the moment related to my project, but I am in another band called Shadow Ban. My other half is in London for that, and it's also in the process of creating some music for that as well, which is going to come out at some point next year, this year actually, in 2024. Still thinking 2023. So yeah. Will come out 2024.
Okay, so Shadow Band. I'll keep that, write it down.
Yeah, Shadow Band. Yeah, it's a modular project. So it's more modular synth bass, mostly from the other half of the band that is creating modular synth music. And I have different outputs, more like the lyrics and the performance and writing as well.
All right, so we'll keep in touch, I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much for reaching out. I had a question earlier. I was thinking of, how did you hear about this? Is there a tiny 99? This is a very tiny, small project somewhere in Greece. How did you hear about this project?
How did I hear it?
There in New York.
I have no idea. I think I probably saw it in Instagram. I'm not sure. I think I saw it on Instagram.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, I was thinking so small and.
Yeah. No. I think that's where I saw your Nathan Athens. It called my attention. Probably a photo of yours, and and I said, "Who is she?" You know, I keep clicking on a lot of stuff, which is really garbage, but sometimes I click on things that I love, and that was you.
Thank you so much for that. It's very nice of you.
Yeah. Thank you. I just wish you all the best for this 2024. You know, I'll be waiting for that album, and we'll keep in touch, you know.
So much for everything. Thank you. You do. It's been lovely talking to you.
Thank you for your patience. And my friends, listen to her music. If you love the, you know, she does a lot of stuff. I like punk. I like post-punk. I like goth. I like techno. I like everything. So if you like that kind of genre, music genres, you could connect with her somehow. So.
Thank you.
No more. I see you next week, and nothing better than this. So if you want to see the next interview, fine, but it's not going to be better than this interview. So you can stay and keep watching this one. Thank you very much, guys. See you next week. Lovely. Bye.